by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Mondavilla files nomination for Tonse Alliance chairmanship. NGOCC urges women with disabilities to run for public office ahead of August polls. In global news, South Sudan Army Chief gives soldiers 7 days to crash rebellion. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM May News. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. Presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile has filed his nomination for the Tonse Alliance chairperson position after paying a 50,000 kwacha nomination fee. The Alliance has announced that its national convention will be held on January 31st, 2026. Mr. Mundubile, who is also a Mporokoso Member of Parliament, will compete against Christian Democratic Party CDP leader Professor Dan Pule, who has also successfully filed his nomination papers. The winner of the chairperson race will become the Tonse Alliance flag bearer in the August 13, 2026 presidential election. Meanwhile, Forum for Democracy and Development FDD leader Chifumu Banda has filed for the first vice chairperson position, while Exil Damwenya of the New Era Democratic Party is contesting the second vice chairperson post. Speaking after filing his nomination, Mr. Mundubile commended the strong sense of unity exhibited within the alliance.
We sat in a meeting, the two of us, a week ago, and agreed that we're going to compete, but whoever emerges victorious, the other will support. And we remain committed to that.
Exactly.
That's the democracy that we chose.
Yes.
So, Kana Manga Mawina, I'll be the first one to raise your hand.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has urged women with disabilities to contest political leadership positions ahead of this year's general elections. NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katere says the organization believes that persons with disabilities must actively participate in leadership if issues affecting them are to be meaningfully addressed. She noted that representation by individuals with lived experience is critical to ensuring that policies and public services adequately reflect the need of persons with disabilities. Ms. Katebe further pledged NGOCC support to prospective candidates from the disability community through targeted interventions and partnerships with relevant stakeholders. She was speaking when she called on the Zambia National Association of Women with Disabilities in Lusaka, where NGOCC donated Braille material aimed at enhancing voter education and civic participation among women with disabilities.
Today, we wish to strongly encourage women with disabilities to avail themselves for leadership and governance roles. Please do not shy away from political participation because of fear, stigma, or long-standing exclusion. Your presence in these spaces is not charity, it is a necessity. Don't feel favored when you are given this position. Don't allow anyone to get you there. Get yourself there.
Meanwhile, Zambia National Association of Women with Disabilities Acting Chairperson Carol Kapungwe welcomed the donation, saying the Braille material will help women with disabilities make informed decisions ahead of the August polls.
Disability is not inability. In us, we have got the capacity as women with disabilities, despite us suffering a double vulnerability, but we are able to perform at the same level like any other woman. Yes. as we have said, her time is now.
Yeah.
And this time around is for women with disabilities.
Yeah.
It is for women with disabilities in the sense that women will take all these cares and battalions and
In more news, Zambia National Service ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Meliti Solochi has emphasized the importance of discipline, loyalty and professionalism among newly recruited officers. Speaking during the pass-out parade of Intake 27 of 2024 held in Kawe today, Lieutenant General Solochi urged the recruits to serve as ambassadors of ZNS, contributing to national development and security while fully committed to duty. Lieutenant General Solochi thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for his support towards the ZNS transformation agenda, noting that the service has expanded its mandate to include economic development, social and security responsibilities across the country. He further stressed that military strength is anchored on numbers, stating that adequate personnel levels determine readiness, endurance, and the ability to respond effectively to national needs.
Let me also be quick to commend the school commandant, together with your instructional staff, for the professional manner you have executed the training program. And I mean this, you remember I was telling you, even when I came to review the parade, that you have done extremely very, very well. Thank you. The discipline, confidence, and bearing displayed by these recruits speak volumes about your leadership and the dedication of the instructors and support staff. You were entrusted with a demanding responsibility, and you delivered. For mine, salutes you.
Meanwhile, Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma assured the gathering of government's continued commitment to supporting the Zambia National Service.
Now that you are uniformed and amongst the few, your ideas must never remain bottled up. They must travel faster, reach for minds more easily, and feed into informed decision-making through the established chain of command. This is how service productivity is strengthened and operational outcomes are improved. It should be clear to everyone that the new Zone government firmly believes that a well-capacitated defense force is not a cost, but a strategic national investment.
The African Union Development Agency has formally transferred two of its flagship continental health security programs to the African Medicines Agency, AMA. These are African Medicines Regulatory Harmonization Initiative and the African Union Smart Safety Surveillance Program. Speaking during a joint high-level technical meeting in Lusaka this afternoon, African Union Development Agency Chief Executive Officer Nardos Bekele Thomas said the handover reflects the agency's role in building durable continental institutions. Mr. Thomas said this will help fulfill the mandate of the organization as the AU's premier development agency to ensure that the African Medicines Agency is fully capacitated to discharge its regulatory responsibilities.
The clarity we have achieved at the end of the process today is not only important for AMA, but it is equally protective of Awuda Nepa's legacy and contribution. I am particularly encouraged by the constructive tone and openness that we have shared to ensuring that continuity for partners, for programs, and most importantly, for patients and public health outcomes will now be on the continent. As AMA assumes its mandate, we do so standing firmly on the foundation that Awuda Nepa has built. And I always say that the building is only as strong as its foundation.
At the same event, AMA Director General Delessa Darko said that transitioning of the African Medicines Regulatory Harmonization Initiative and the African Union Smart Safety Surveillance Program to the organization will help accelerate access to quality medicines for African populations.
Collectively, we've shown that Africa can design, incubate, transition, and sustainably manage complex continental initiatives with confidence, coherence, and purpose. Dear colleagues, this carefully stewarded institutional transition, anchored in trust, transparency and collective responsibility.